Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
This is Radio City Talk.
Okay, when Everton Football Club decided to dispense with the services of Roberto Martinez, we were talking then about possibly De Boer coming in, or also Koeman right from the very start. And let's catch up with a man I spoke to right at that time, Dutch football expert Peter McVissie. Morning to you, Peter.
Hello, how are you?
Great to chat with you again. I remember at the time, you spoke a little bit about De Boer, and I sensed that you felt he possibly wasn't exactly the right man, but we also touched on Ronald Koeman, and you seemed to have a far more positive view of him joining Everton at the time. That was my recollection of it. I mean, just looking back, have they made the right choice here, Everton?
I think between the two coaches, looking at just De Boer and Koeman, I think they have made the right choice. I think Koeman is a fantastic manager. I have great faith in him. I think what he did at Feyenoord was immense. He took a really struggling and terrible team and brought them back up to a respectable level and behind PSV and Ajax in the Eredivisie. And I think it's somewhat similar situation going into Everton with the team. Obviously, a bit of a low point after Martinez. He's got some problems to sort out, but it seemed like a strange move for him in some cases because of how good Southampton have been and the fact that that's a project which isn't really at its peak yet, I would imagine. But it seems that Everton have given him quite a lot of assurances. They're wanting to make the step back up again, and I think they will give him a lot of resources to work for. So I think, given the situation, it is a decent, as a good move for him. Certainly, it's a chance to really turn a team around and build something special, which Everton have got the potential for. And then Everton, I think they've got a manager who has done well in the Premier League before and other leagues, and I think really can help them make that step because he is good at developing teams in that way. So I think it's a positive move for everyone.
What I like about the Ronald Koeman story so far is the different clubs that he's been with. It's not exactly, although us in England and looking at the Premier League, we look at him with Southampton. And a lot of us would think, oh, we only really have knowledge of him being on the south coast with Southampton and what he's done. But if you look at the fact he's been at Ajax, Benfica, Valencia, he's got already, just by the age of 53, he's got a hell of a lot of experience in big clubs.
Yeah, he has, and I think he's learned a lot from that because he struggled at Valencia and he struggled at Benfica and he struggled even at some places in the Netherlands. And the reason for that, I've always noticed, is that he works well in a system and a club that has a long-term plan. Or if he's developing one, as was the case at Feyenoord. And I think that's what Southampton was, and I think that's why it worked so well for him there, was that he had a system of young players that he could develop, that he could get playing in a certain way and build a team forward, whereas at Benfica and Valencia, as has always been the case at such at clubs like Valencia anyway, they didn't have that kind of long-term plan and long-term system, and that's what Everton are getting. They're getting a coach, importantly, who benefits in that kind of environment, one who can really pull things together and turn a decent setup and a decent plan into something special. And I think that's what Everton need. They need in getting over the David Moyes era or building from that. They need to have that kind of long-term plan and system of way of playing things, and that's what Koeman does very well. So if that is indeed what they're going for, I would be surprised if it wasn't, because it seems, according to The Guardian anyway, he's been offered the biggest transfer budget in the club's history. If they have a good plan and a good way of how they see the future, then, well, I don't think there's really a better coach available who can build that for you. So, yeah, I think that's what he's benefited from mostly, is he knows now, I think, from the times at Benfica and the times at Valencia and stuff, that what he knows the right environment that he needs to walk into. And I think he's an intelligent guy, and I rate him very highly as a coach. In fact, I'm still bitter over the fact that the Netherlands national team overlooked him. And yeah, I think that's exactly what it is. He's really he's got so much to his knowledge from all sorts of different countries as a player and as a coach, and it's really helped him reach the level that he is at now.
That element as a player, I think, is really interesting. I mean, let's face it, a lot of the players in the current Everton team, they're probably a bit too young to remember him. But actually, if you think about Ronald Koeman as part of Johan Cruyff's dream team, you know, winning La Liga all those years in a row, defender, midfielder, wonderful power on his shot. He was an absolutely immense player. I mean, if Ronald Koeman was coaching you, I hope some of them realise just exactly how good he was on the pitch himself.
Yeah, and he was very an intelligent player, is how I would describe him as well. Even though he did, as you say, the power in his shot, the famous winning goal in a European Cup with the free kick. And he is a fantastic name, a household name. And well, I think you're right in saying that a lot of the players won't recognise the name as much. But yeah, I mean, he is someone that players seem to love. I think you only need to look at Jordi Klaassi in that sense. I mean, when he left Feyenoord, Jordi Klaassi was in tears in the centre circle when Koeman was saying goodbye. A year later, he brought him to Southampton and Klaassi was delighted. He's probably in tears again now that he's found that his hero's leaving him already. But yeah, this is the thing. He gets players just tend to love him. I don't know if it's the name Koeman, they do respect it, but they respect him anyway as a man because he just seems to get them fighting for the team and for each other.
Oh, that Dutch team he played in alongside like Van Basten and Hullet and Frank Rijkaard, might make myself sound a lot older here, or you as well, but you watch that, they were proper superstars, weren't they, in that Dutch team, Bergkamp alongside them.
Yeah, they were revolutionary. They were remarkable, intelligent, and technical players. All of them. How things have changed. It's so depressing.
Right, he's bringing his brother with him. That relationship, how integral is it to getting the best out of Ronald Koeman himself as manager?
Yeah, I think it's very important. He likes to have that kind of support around him. Erwin is a lovely guy, is a head coach in his own right, not a massively successful one, but he does know what he's talking about and is, as I say, just a pleasant person. I met him outside when he was at coach of RKC Valvik, and it was the players had all gone inside and he was standing outside for about 30 minutes, 45 minutes, just talking to fans who were watching training. There was only like four or five of them, and he just had all the time in the world for him, and he does seem to be that kind of a delightful guy. And yeah, the two of them are very, well, obviously very, very close. I'm really, really happy that he is taking Erwin with him. I think it's fantastic. And yeah, he's someone who's always going to support him and always going to have his say on things.
Well, it looks like Everton are going to pay him around $7 million a year. That's the main man. That's not Erwin, who's getting his £7 million a year, 3-year contract. So they're paying big money to get the very best. Are they going to get a manager who will bring back the glory to Everton Football Club?
Well, I think a lot of that depends on factors beyond Koeman, to be honest with you. As I say, they are getting a coach, and I think so much in modern football depends on how the club is run in general. And I think that's what Everton are looking to do. And, well, a key part of that is obviously hiring the right coach. I think they have hired the right one, but it's probably, I would imagine it as seen as a long-term project. I didn't want to use that overused cliche when it comes to these things, as I always said with Chelsea and PSG. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a long-term thing, and I think, but over the course of the next 3 or 4 years, I think he will have them quite a bit higher up than, or a level higher up than they are at the moment, depending on how transfers go and stuff.
Peter, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thanks very much.
Take care. That's Peter McVittie, who's a Dutch football expert, and certainly thinks Everton have made a good choice there with Ronald Koeman.
Radio City Talk.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.